It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
All right, let's get you your text. Again, the other nonsense. I'm a lefty. I said Joe Biden wasn't qualified for the job for 2 years. Said Harris was mediocre. Said there were numerous better candidates. Have begged this country to get a third, fourth, and fifth party. Have voted Republican. I just think Donald Trump is not qualified to be president. Said I would have voted for Mitt Romney. Said I would have voted for Chris Christie. Okay? Keep deluding yourself. Donald Trump is not the only Republican. Here's another one. He won. Get over it. That doesn't mean as a talk show host who talks politics, by the way, more politics than anybody does on this station, and you can say that's good or bad, that I can't comment on appointments. And by the way, I've praised a number of the appointments. So funny, with this particular texter, I bet it's okay when I comment and I praise some appointments, Rubio, Ratcliffe, and others, but I can't criticize the others.
I think so.
It's fun.
I think you need to respect the president, Chad. I think we heard the last 4 years, the right side of this country, pretty silent in their criticism of Joe Biden.
Let me also make a correction. I mentioned Meathead. I went to All in the Family. And Adam is insisting, and he's right, that it was Meatball. That's what Trump called DeSantis, Meatball.
Right.
And is suggesting Meatball is a way better nickname than Meathead. So you, Dave Harrigan, and you, Lindsey Brown, who's also in here, she'll be running the show tomorrow. So buckle up, everybody. And then I'll chime in last. If you had a nickname that was foisted upon you, like Jimmy Kimmel foisted an assistant on Larry David, and you either could have the nickname Meathead or Meatball, which nickname would you rather have? Dave Harrigan, you first. Meathead or Meatball?
I'm really struggling.
And you don't get to select it because you don't get to pick your own nickname.
Now, some people do. Sting did.
They do. Does that count as a nickname? Because it kind of became just his name.
I don't think his parents named him Sting.
No.
They named him Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon Sumner. And right now he's having 14-hour sex.
Good for him.
Right, Ted.
Good for him.
I mean, it's Trudy at some point saying, okay, enough. Okay, enough. We don't need to sit
The commercials say 4 hours, you got to call a doctor.
Yeah, well,
I mean, he's going 14.
By the way, tantric sex just sitting there and not moving. Overrated.
Not your thing?
No, I mean, I kind of want a little motion in there myself. Meathead or Meatball?
See, Meathead, it's obviously a shot at your intelligence. Meatball, I think that's more of a physical thing.
Yeah.
You know, you look like a meatball. You're pudgy around the edges.
You look like a meatball. So you're, what are you going?
I'm going to be vain. I'd rather be a meathead.
You're going to be a meathead. Lindsey Brown, meathead or meatball?
I will take meatball out of respect to the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I think I'd rather be meatball, too.
Funnier, right?
Yeah, it's funnier.
Like you said, it's a little bit more about physical appearance, but for some reason it rubs me a righter way.
Yeah, Carter, you text in. Who would you rather? I think I'd rather be Meatball. It seems affectionate. It seems playful. And maybe it's offensive, and maybe it's Italian offensive. Okay, I don't know. But I'm not saying I'm signing up for it, but if it's Meathead or Meatball, I'm going ball.
I do like Meathead. Or excuse me, Meatballs.
Come on, Carter. Come through. Spaghetti. Text me right now, 651-461-9226. Best spaghetti and meatballs in Minnesota.
Ooh.
Where are they? Okay, let's get to
Plenty. Olive Garden.
Olive Garden, get out of here. Okay, let's see. What's next? Somebody naming a radio host meat sauce. No, that's not possible. It's not possible. Let's see. The recent string of get over it is nothing but proof. No one listens to what you say, and people only hear what they want to hear. It's so true. Honestly, it's just – and again, I'm critical of Trump. I don't want him anywhere near the White House.
Good luck.
Haley. I would have voted for Haley. Okay. Center, right. That's where I am in a lot of ways. This guy wakes up every day. How does the day benefit me? That's just my view. You don't have to agree. You get to passionately disagree. I mean, another one of my favorite ones, too, is you're not relevant, the texter sent me. And I text back, well, I'm relevant to you because you're listening. It's hard to be irrelevant to someone who's listening to the show, right?
Maybe they just like the ads.
Mm. Buka, get out of here. No, not Buka.
Buka's no. Fine. Don't hate on Buka.
It's not the best, though.
It's not the best, but you seemed very dismissive, and they do a fine job with the pasta.
I wasn't ripping it, but no one is saying the best of the best is Buka. Okay, at least I'm not. I'm sorry.
Somebody just did.
Shit. That's true. Marino's Deli, Northeast Minneapolis. Oh, that sounds very good. Yaruso's on Payne Avenue? Assuming you like their sauce, man. You like a little sauce, a little stick. I'm not the biggest white sauce person either. I'm a red sauce more often than 80% of the time. Give me red sauce. How about you?
If I'm going out, it's usually white sauce, or it's.
I'm get not, out of here. In fact, you know what?
Because wine of that, sauce, something. Like that. Well,
because of that, you're suspended.
Here's the thing. My wife makes homemade sauce and homemade meatballs. It's absolutely dynamite.
Why have I not been invited?
Because we don't care for you in our home.
Well, it's not what she told me. You're just voicing my thoughts, and yes, there are no absolutes, but many can argue, and a minute later they're yucking up. This person who texted and said, men don't hold grudges. Donald Trump, all-time grudge holder of all time, and come on, I can think of plenty of men in my life who are also massive grudge holders. You must have that. I can think of people work here. Who are men who are skilled grudge holders?
No, anybody in the media holds grudges. That's just part
of
being in the business.
Exactly. Can you be a prominent member of the media if you don't hold grudges?
Particularly grudges that aren't deserved.
Yes, that never, ever leave you. Let's see. Let's get to more. Trump is no dummy. He knew Gates wouldn't make it. Like his next pick seemed like a compromise. Art of the deal. Well, that's a bit of yours. It's a piece-by-piece sort of situation. Donald Trump loves to win. Donald Trump doesn't, in this case, think that way. I know there are people out there, and maybe Donald, like 2 months from now, will say that, and so some people will believe that in the long run. I don't. I think he's just a spur-of-the-moment loyalty guy. That's what he wants. He regretted the Sessions pick. I've heard 20 people who once were close to Trump, and maybe still are. In fact, let me say the thing he regrets the most is Sessions. That he feels like if Sessions wouldn't have been the AG, so much of the Mueller investigation and the Russia investigation never would happen. And so now he wants a loyalist. And no doubt Matt Gaetz is a loyalist. I mean, Matt Gaetz, Trump loyalist right there. But I don't buy it. I don't buy that he was just out there.
I'm open to the belief. Open to it. Probably not true. It's probably the simplest explanation. But maybe it's not.
Chad, just for fun, what do you think the headlines are right now in the reality where Harris won? Are we seeing riots? Who is being named as AG as Trump accepted defeat? Let's say Harris wins the same way as Trump, which was a butt kicking. Okay, I know it's 44th out of 51 on the popular vote. That's not the game we're playing, ladies and gentlemen. We're playing the Electoral College. You may hate it. You may want it to change. That wasn't the game. 312 is a huge win. 0-10, Dave Harrigan. The likelihood that Donald Trump would have accepted defeat if he lost all 7 swing states and was Harris right now at 312.
Oh, he would have been very gracious in defeat.
negative 0
points. Correct.
There's no chance.
Of course not.
No chance. Riots. I don't know. But he would have been out there every single day saying it was stolen from him. Every single day. And Harris accepted it the next morning. Let's see. The difference between RFK and Michelle Obama plans a healthy eating. Says RFK wants pesticides, GMO, and other unnatural foods and additives taken out. Most of what he wants, dozens of other countries have also banned ingredients. It's more than just eating healthy and exercise. If you don't think Michelle Obama also wanted those taken out, you're just not paying attention. Because, yes, she did. I get that we're all, too many of us just are so absolutist. And this is my team. This is my team. The other team is dead to me. I'm not that person. You may think I am, but you're wrong. Right? And you get to voice that. I get it. By the way, I detest when people say they won't be friends with Trump supporters. Not a thought. Never happening with me. Now, if there's somebody a racist or misogynist or homophobic, then they're out. I'm not going to, you know, say Trump supporters aren't as smart. That's insulting also. But there are sometimes when a person is doing the same thing and you're willing to accept it because they're on the team. And that's what happened with sports when people are doing the Trump dance, which bothers me zero. RFK Jr. and the health part bothers me zero. His lies on vaccines bothers me a lot. But Michelle Obama and other athletes who were supporting Barack Obama were doing the same damn thing. All right. Maybe we'll get back to this with Jerusha. Maybe not. Don't know. Senator Scott Dibble is going to join us bottom of this upcoming hour. This Metro Transit awful explanation on Ernest Morales, and he's out, but we're not going to tell you because he's not a certain type of public official. Get out of here. More Metro Transit. When does Metro Transit say something, Dave, and you say, wow, that was efficient and that was professional?
They've always done a great job, Chad. I've always been a supportive of all their decisions.
Yeah, never, in other words. Sean Skinner, I watched his doc the other day on the No Stars, on the North Stars leaving. Sean, early next hour. Linda's Construction Time Check. It's time for you to get a complimentary roof inspection and get free installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles.